Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegra Wood titled, "Your team is more scared of AI than you think, and it's costing you."
And if you're a business owner who thinks your team is coping fine with AI, this one might make you look twice.
The article opens with a confronting premise. You see your team using AI tools, productivity looks up, you think you've cracked it. But Brett's argument is that what you're actually seeing is panic dressed up as progress.
And the numbers back that up hard. 41% of employees are genuinely anxious about AI's impact on their jobs over the next 5 years.
Right. And here's the kicker. Only 25% of HR leaders think that anxiety is even a significant problem.
So there's this enormous gap between what your people are actually feeling and what leadership perceives.
And it gets worse. 70% of staff are already using generative AI in some form, but only 19% have received any formal training on it. That's not a gap. Brett calls it a chasm. You've got the vast majority of your workforce fumbling in the dark with a technology that has the power to reshape your entire industry with no guidance from you at all.
And the risk isn't just low productivity. It's people feeding confidential customer data or your 3-year product strategy into a public AI model, unsupervised, because nobody told them not to.
The article has a CEO story that I think will land hard. The CEO was celebrating his team's AI adoption. Productivity was up, the routine stuff was getting automated. Then 2 weeks later, his head of product handed in their notice, a decade-long veteran.
What did they say?
That they didn't see a future for themselves there. The company was buying tools, but not investing in them. They didn't know what their career looked like in 2 years, and no one could tell them.
That's the part that gets me. Your best people aren't leaving because they hate AI. They're leaving because you've given them no signal that you have a plan for them within it.
And this connects to what the Dallas Fed research identifies as a two-speed workforce. AI automates the entry-level work first, the routine tasks that junior staff have always used to learn the business.
So you're kicking out the bottom rung of the career ladder.
Exactly. And at the same time, AI augments your senior people, the ones with years of experience and deep tacit knowledge. They get a real productivity and wage boost.
But you can't hire tacit knowledge. You have to grow it over years.
So you end up with a small group of highly paid senior leaders at the top, a revolving door of junior staff at the bottom who leave after 18 months because they see no path forward, and nothing in the middle.
Fast forward 5 years, and your senior team is the same group you have today, only older and more burnt out. Your institutional knowledge just evaporates.
Brett also brings in what Singapore is doing at a policy level. Members of parliament there aren't getting dazzled by tech demos. They're demanding cold, hard proof, measurable wage increases for workers, and the creation of net new jobs, not just efficiency gains.
That framing stuck with me. AI is only a success if it uplifts the workforce, not just the bottom line. And that's a standard every business owner can hold themselves to internally.
The article lists warning signs to look for right now. Meetings getting quieter, nobody volunteering for the tough new project, bare minimum output, which isn't laziness, it's fear, and LinkedIn activity rising among your most forward-thinking people.
They're not just adapting to AI. They're adapting to the reality that you don't have a plan. They're learning skills for their next job because you've given them no confidence in your future at yours. So what does Brett actually recommend? He gives 5 specific actions. The one I'd start with is running an anonymous pulse survey. One question: how confident are you that our AI strategy includes a clear future for your role? He says the results will surprise you. He also says to audit your training provision. If your number is anywhere near that 19% industry average, you have an immediate problem, not a future one. And the simplest action? Have one honest conversation. Pick your most valuable team member and ask them directly what the AI transition means for their career at your company. Listen without getting defensive. My takeaway is the accountability piece. Before your next AI tool purchase, define what success looks like in terms of your team, not just your efficiency numbers. Wages, career progression, development opportunities, the same discipline you'd apply to any other major capital investment. Mine is the pulse survey. One question this week. If the answer surprises you, that is your starting point. The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want to work out what this looks like inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Worth reading the whole thing.